All right, let's make one thing clear right off the top. I should not be here.
That is, yes. True.
I'm sick. I was sick yesterday, but this morning I said, you know what? Kind of like the Marines, we leave no one behind, and I can't leave you two behind as I go on to broadcast greatness. So I decided to come into work this morning to try to help your show.
Every year we go through this, and every year I tell you, if you are sick, especially sick, this sick where you just can't even get out of bed,
yeah,
stay home. I don't want that.
Uh-huh. Whatever.
Fernando doesn't want that.
I don't want it.
Sean Jr., nobody wants it. Jer does, but nobody else wants it.
Maybe just a little.
Jer, are you a bug chaser?
I'm not a chaser, but if one happens to come across my path...
You're bug versatile?
I'm bug versatile, yes.
So weird.
Okay, so I have... I don't know if I have the flu or what it is. I doubt I have the flu, right? I wouldn't be able... Although I barely got into work this morning, I did get into work this morning. If I had the flu, I probably would not be able to do that.
If you had the flu, you would likely be so incapacitated you would not have been able to come in.
Right.
That is true.
Which is the way I felt yesterday morning. Like there was no way I could have gotten up and gotten to the bedroom door.
Great.
He's got it.
Uh-huh. So what we did, because we are broadcast legends, we quickly calculated and figured out the best way to make radio out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And we sent Crazy Trey down to a local anonymous drugstore convenience store to get...
Crazy Trey is our overnight board op, who was so tired that when I asked him moments ago if he could take Gordo's temperature, he said he couldn't. He needed to get to bed.
Yeah, he looked bad. He looked worse than you.
But what's wrong with him?
But he still tired. Went... He's just tired because he works overnights, but he still went and got you a thermometer.
He did. We appreciate that. And I got to tell you, I think he ripped me off. I said, hey, I'll reimburse you. And he comes back in with this little cheap throwaway thermometer. And I say, how much was it? He goes, well, $72. Okay, here.
Well, he got it at a convenience store. They hiked the prices on stuff like that.
Oh, God.
And he's not a cough.
Okay.
Oh, that's the other thing, too. He does these long segments on proper coughing etiquette.
When have I ever used that voice?
Coughs like a horse all over the place.
A horse? I've never heard a horse cough. Okay, you guys think that I'm going to have a fever.
Yes.
Because I do have tremendous body aches.
Becca, our traffic chick, felt your forehead, and her guess is 100.7. Which I think is a significant fever.
Yeah, that's enough to stay home. That's a fever.
No.
What do you mean, nah? That means you have some sort of infection. You need to be at home.
Get this. I'm not only predicting that I don't have a fever. I predict it will be 1 degree lower than 98.7 K-Love?
I never can
what
remember.
What is it? 98.6, right?
Six?
Yes.
98.6.
That's the human body.
96.7?
It's 98.6, and I'm predicting I'll come in at like anywhere between 96.7 and 97.6. That's my prediction.
You're at least 99, I think.
All right, we ready for this?
But I think we actually...
It's not been cleaned, and I have no idea whether Cray Tray...
It's right out of the box. It's
tested
clean.
This rectally.
By the way, we have audio, exclusive audio from Cray Tray buying this thermometer, and we instructed him to ask the clerk for a giant rectal thermometer. So... Jer, we have proof as to whether or not he did this.
I can show you.
Sure. Okay. Oh, we're sorry. This. Is that good for rectal use? Like, I look for a rectal thermometer.
They say oral, rectum, or underarm.
All right, cool. I'm just making sure it's rectal. I appreciate it.
For a baby?
Huh? Oh, is that only for babies?
Uh-oh, no.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know if it was all-purpose or...
That's the only person I see who do rectum.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's the whole new thing these days, right? 200 number.
Hello.
He had zero chemistry with her.
I don't know.
I like his claim that rectal is the whole new thing these days.
That's such an unsubstantiated claim.
Did she say that he was the only person she'd ever met that wanted to do rectal?
Right, right.
Okay, once a week we got to send him down for a random item that he needs to get.
Such greatness.
I just wanted to make sure it was rectal.
He's all secretive sounding.
Yeah.
Like he's really trying to just get in there furtively and get out. All right. All right. I'm going to, I guess, hit the button here on this. Yep. Hit the reset. We ready?
We're ready.
All right. Thanks for using Cop My Kitchen.
Mm-hmm. By the way, while he's taking his temp, the average normal temperature is 98.6 for a human body. If it's over 100.4, ooh,
already? Man, that was fast.
Then the cooking is done. What do you predict?
If it's over 100.4, that means it's serious. Boy, since that was so fast, I'm going to guess 99.2.
I'll say 99.3.
That's a station two, I think.
Maybe.
I told you guys it's going to be low, 97.9.
He doesn't have a fever.
Okay.
Let me try it again just to double check our...
I don't trust those things.
Yeah. Let's go best. Let's go best two out of three.
Best two.
See, I would have guessed that he at the very least has the flavor for the fever for the flavor of new Pringles. But it doesn't even sound like he's got that.
Man, that was fast.
It's creeping up, 98.1.
Okay, take it one more time.
You're getting sicker before our eyes.
Now, do it the other way.
Yeah, do it rectally.
Fernando, he's deathbed Fernando. You need the thermometer.
Already got water from you. Sick.
All right,
I dare you.
Yeah, let's all dare
it
him to do it.
It doesn't work anymore. I'm out of sixth grade, Fernando. I dare you. Oh,
hey, we all double dare you to take it rectally.
Doesn't work. All right, here you go.
Oh, that was longer.
98.4. It's going up every single time I measure
it. Oh, that's a fake thermometer.
I'll tell you one more time. Yeah, I think those, I don't trust those
things. What is a fake thermometer? What do you mean by that?
That's second.
Let's do best four out of seven.
Yeah, in honor of the World Series. Maybe we'll go to a game seven here.
Okay.
I gotta say, we've taken it three times and he doesn't have one.
Yeah.
That's good news.
To this cheap thing.
That is good news for us who fear catching something from this Typhoid Mary over here.
Make me laugh. 98.1. I told
okay.
you.
Okay.
For some reason, isn't it a little reptilian that I never am human temperature? Like, I always ask my doctor about that, because I'm always below.
I've always thought you were cold-blooded, for sure.
Yeah, I'm cold-blooded killer.
Yeah, that does make you a little
but
weird.
The doctor says, no, different people are different. I'm like, well, it seems like most people have 98.6. Yeah. Why am I walking around with 60-degree blood?
Yeah, I wish we knew.
And my doctor
doesn't
give me an answer. I don't think he's a real doctor. He's just in a strip mall. And he sells a lot of, like, frozen shrimp out of his office.
That's really weird. It's a weird note.
He always has, like, sells van speakers and stuff.
Well, I, for one, am happy for you that you don't have a fever.
Thank you for knowing
me
that.
Too.
Hey, by the way, hold on to that thermometer now. Take it home, and you'll always have one.
If I take it home, I'll lose it.
It won't work in 8 days.
I'm worried that I didn't wash it before I used this thing.
It's right out of the box.
Came out of the
package. Came straight from China, and I haven't washed it yet.
Oh, you know what? I did take mine rectally with that before you just took yours
That's
orally.
A stupid claim. That's stupid.
I apologize. Yeah. I forgot to clean it.
It's just surprising how happy that would have made you if that was true. Like you got something on me. Idiot.
All right, so no fever. Maybe it's not the flu. Maybe you just have a bad...
I told you I don't have the flu. I just have,
but if you feel
I just have something very contagious.
Sounds like you may have bronchitis.
I ain't got time for that.
Yeah, no one does.
Now that we can eliminate the flu, what do you have? Allergies?
Let's ask Rhines.
Those aren't allergies.
Hatred for his job? Hatred for his job?
Gosh, Fernando.
Just a guess.
I love my job. And that's why I came in today, because I love my job. And I could barely drive. I should not have driven in today because I was the guy who was in the far right lane going like 10 miles under the speed limit.
With your hazards on?
And couldn't maintain lane position very well.
You know, I'm like that too, and it's weird. When I'm sick, I drive real slowly.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't even have the energy to press the gas pedal. That doesn't make sense.
Right. And I just can't compute things as quickly, so I want to be a little bit safer.
Mm-hmm.
Now... Even though I can't compute as quickly as I normally do, I'm still over 270% faster than the average human when it just comes time to, you know, producing punchlines, evaluating cross traffic, things like that.
Hmm. I think you may have acquired an immune deficiency syndrome.
Hey, I wouldn't doubt it. Some of the stuff that I've done recently.
No kidding.
Shared needles on a dare. That was wild. Okay. Can I get to the story of what I was going to do here in this segment to begin with before you guys derailed me?
No.
There's a restaurant in Allen, and they're getting in trouble right now. It's Doty's Cajun place up there in Allen. And in mid-August, they installed these doors, and it's just now making news. So the women's room and the men's room. The women's room has a picture of Caitlyn Jenner on the cover of Vanity Fair. And the men's room has a picture of Bruce Jenner in the 76 Olympics.
That's funny.
Why are they getting in trouble?
I don't know, because isn't in a way, can't they make the art? I guess they're saying
celebrating
by putting Bruce on the men's room, that's like dead naming. Like, we have to pretend like Bruce never happened.
Courage.
But by putting Caitlyn on the women's room, that should be a progressive pride point, right? That we are accepting her as full woman.
Man, I think that's a great idea. It's funny.
Well, they did it, and some people are mad about them doing it.
We're all going to get mad about something, I guess.
It's pretty interesting, though. The same person on both doors.
That's great. Great idea. I support Doty's.
So that's the sports I want to tell you. Oh, gosh, I'm at 102 right now.
By the way, according to the Texas Administrative Code, the public school system defines a fever as 100 even.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, the student must stay home for 24 hours. So since you have no fever, though, you were welcome to come into work.
Survey said?
98.1.
This is crazy.
I'm so scared.